Hemda, we reached our Kickstarter goal. You may have heard.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Because of the Kickstarter, you can now mark your calendars. Saturday, January 30th, will be the 24-hour Keith and the Girl Comedy Marathon. January 30th. Also, we're going to start production on The Dad Emails, the book. Very excited. What am I talking about? See the whole story right now at keithandthegirl.com/dad, D-A-D. We're going to make that a physical book so you can go through all these emails back and forth. Wait a minute. What's he referencing? What's Keith's dad referencing when he's hitting on his ex, but really talking to Keith because he catfished him?
Yeah, I feel like you can read this book 3 times and still don't feel like the spoilers are bad.
Right. And subscribe to our YouTube channel because we're going to start posting new videos on it soon. Okay. So thank you again so much. We can't wait to give you the rewards that you picked. Lots of fun stuff. Because the marathon, of course, is going to be virtual, we'll have guests from all over the world, but you can be anywhere in the world and be part of it live. See people go through their mic check and sweating over what they have to do. The whole thing is going to be very exciting. I'm excited to see when we do the live marathons, people get drunk and then blame our alcohol. Like, we have special alcohol. Now we're going to see who gets drunk at home and tries to blame it on us.
Yep. It's funny that after a little while of talking to people, the stuff comes on screen, literally. We'll be like, are you drinking? And then they'll bring it into the screen, their wine.
Yeah. Yeah, we had, who was it recently that
Ray Sani.
I'm like, oh, your camera just went off. And she's like, I didn't want you to see me pour the big glass of wine. It was supposed to just happen. Because of you, the listener, we also unlocked a group reward. That means that everyone who gives to Kickstarter at any level now, any level, will get a free week of OMAC Club, Hemda's program, so you can start the year off right. We have just a couple more days left on the Kickstarter, and I mean 2, maybe 3. That means it's not too late to grab your exclusive reward. Work together to unlock the next group reward. If 200 more listeners pledge at any level, everyone gets VIP, $15 in Keith and Girl VIP. So if you pledge $1, you're saving $14. If more people pledge, we can reach another group reward where we extend the marathon by 6 hours. A whole lot of stuff.
I like that you read that one very fast. Here's another thing that we possibly can do, but whoever wants to join.
Yeah, don't worry about that one. 24 hours is plenty. Well, it's the final countdown. So visit keithandthegirl.com/kick, K-I-C-K. And you can unlock all the group rewards. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Grab your rewards. Join the listeners who have supported the campaign. keithandthegirl.com/kick. And again, thank you very much. It's nerve-wracking each time, and it was very, very exciting.
People know that if you don't reach your goal in Kickstarter, you don't get any of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we get it. Yep. And you can be a part of all these group rewards that other people help take care of. So thank you. All right, let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest, rated for Jimmy Kimmel, Comedy Central roast, almost endless, the Emmys. He's been on Keith and the Girls shows 87 times, including Hemda's show. What's My Name's the Waiter series. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Speaking of VIP, that's in there. I was on that. If you want to know what does go behind the scenes in restaurants,
Adam Brown. I think I remember Jesse Joyce was the worst waiter I interviewed.
Well, here he is, Emmy nominated, Jesse Joyce.
Hey, what's up,
man? How you doing, Jesse?
How are you? You think the internet did this stupid thing where, like, right when Hemda was talking, it cut out, but she said, I think I remember Jesse. What do you remember?
Oh, that's funny. I said that you were the worst waiter that I interviewed for that series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I was bad. Yeah. Yeah. I fucking hated doing that shit.
Your whole interview was, here's how you scam the system with coupons and pocket the money.
Yeah, I think I have too much of like a superiority complex to be a waiter. Like I don't, like, I'm not going to serve you. You know what I mean? Like, that's okay. So yeah. Anyway,
are you a good customer? Like, anyway, when you're a customer in a restaurant,
you're ordering food. I way over tip all the time. Like, I always do. So, like, delivery people too, and all kinds of shit. Like, because I know, like, what that was like. So, yeah. But I will tell you, I think I told you this last time. Years and years after I was no longer a waiter, I got like a check for like $1,800 in the mail from a class action lawsuit against Planet Hollywood because they were underpaying their fucking waiters. So like, I was like right to steal from them because like, it turns out like, mm-hmm. like I felt like completely vindicated. Was like, ah, yes, the federal court system agrees with me. They were
yes, I see you, you learned. I see you learned the new math.
Well, yeah, any boss, yeah, exactly. any boss that I've, because I have done the coupon scam where the restaurant gives out coupons to the customers, you keep the coupons yourself, and then yeah. when, you know, you just take the coupon and add it behind the scenes, and then you can have that money. That scam, so anytime right. I did that, I made a note, and I put it on my wall. I'm looking at it right now. And then anytime I open a newspaper and there's a story that's negative about that restaurant, I can cross it off. You see what I mean? And I'm like, oh, okay, that karma took care of that. All good. I knew, like Jesse's time travel, that he knew Planet Hollywood was fucking him. That's why they had to not pay people, Jesse. They had to not pay people. You're taking all their money.
I didn't, but like, in I'm like hindsight Robin Hood. Like, I now realize that like
Wait,
what I had done was...
You stole from the rich and gave to yourself and your Robin Hood?
I was very poor, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Hey, Jesse, show us the Darth Vader helmet. Go ahead. I picture him walking out with everything. It's Planet Hollywood. He's like, I can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. No, yeah. Yeah, no, we didn't. Yeah, there wasn't even good shit there. It was just like random, like, oh, it's, you know, fucking Schwarzenegger's sword from like Predator 2. Like some like dumb, like it wasn't even like good movie memorabilia. Like, yeah, it was lame.
They show like a tunic or something. And they're like, hey, would you guys believe this was in Ten Commandments? They ask the staff.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah. That's the hat Dustin Hoffman wore in Billy Bathgate. And it's like, wow. Like just stupid random bullshit. Anyway.
Speaking of VIP, don't forget Keith and the Girl TV is there. Episodes of that, videos. You can see them right on your phone. And Jesse Joyce did our 100 for 30s, where the listener gave $100. The comedian in our studio performed stand-up for half an hour. I was pretty loose with the time, so it was longer, of course. And so the stand-up is only performing in front of literally two or three people. And Jesse was very funny, and I remember somebody going to the bathroom during one of his jokes, because, you know, they had to. And he's like, the other day, I'm in my car, and I see a, where the fuck are you going? I just lost 50% of my audience.
But I will tell you, I have you. There was like some award you gave... And it was like a shitty, like a frosted like mug, like a drinking glass or something that said like 30 for 30 or whatever it was called, 100 for 30 or whatever the fuck. Anyway, I still have it. I use it all the time. So yeah. Anyway, yeah, so thanks.
It's a great pint glass. And yeah, I think you were everybody's favorite 100 for 30 that year.
Oh, that's nice. And, thanks.
But isn't that something? Like, I didn't know that, you know, this is the world we'd be living in, mm-hmm. where you would be performing for two people. It's just funny how life works out.
Like, had you not reminded me of that, and like I said, I drink out of that glass all the time. If you'd asked me, have you ever done a Zoom show? I would say no. I forgot about that. But like, I have not done stand up in this current COVID climate. So I don't know. It's intimidating to me. I don't know how the fuck that would go. So,
well, the 100 for 30, you're right, is the original Zoom show. It's and the thing is what's funny is we had to collect the $100 on the spot, ask you on the spot, because no one would plan to do it because it's so crazy. It's so uncomfortable. And you're just looking at a screen and two people who are drunk and, you know, it's late at night and they're your audience members. They're laughing for the wrong reason. One of them goes to the bathroom. I believe he said something like, where the fuck could you be going? Right. What do you need to fax something? What's happening?
Right. You'll see all those in your app. Yeah, under Keith and the Girl TV. They're very funny. How are you? How's your family holding up during COVID?
Oh, we're good. It's easy for us. Like I have a gig working at Kimmel that I can do it from home, which is terrific. So you know, I just do it here in my office. And then our kids are 1 and 3, so it's not like they don't know any other human beings, you know? Like, so like my wife and I are the only people they know. So like, this is no different for them. Like, so we don't really haven't even like told them what's going on. and they don't ask and they don't seem to notice, you know?
They weren't planning on introducing them to other humans until they were at least 5. This way they don't start dating until they're at least 20.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, if you push that math back, you're right. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, you're probably right. I mean, he was going to probably start preschool next year, but like, so we'll see. I don't know. But like, so far, yeah, it hasn't, like for us, we've been able to like be very socially distant and, you know, so that's been nice.
Your wife, Emily, she's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever get blame for what's going on in America? Like, what the fuck is happening in your country? What are you guys doing? You know, in Canada, we're going to get the vaccine free, every single Canadian.
I do.
They didn't understock. If they have any extra, they're going to give it free to impoverished countries. There's a compensation program if you do get sick by the virus. What the fuck are you doing here, Jesse? And you're like, it's not me. It's like, it's a lot of you.
Right. It does happen quite a lot, actually. I have to, there's a refrain that I have to remind her that, like, you know, like, I'm on your side. Like, we're on the same team. Like we like think alike, like I'm not the problem, but yeah, she's generally like, yeah, she's pissed.
Well, now
off
that you're working from America, home, have you considered leaving to Canada?
No, because there are, I'm not like done with my career. like there's a lot of other shit to do here in LA at some point. Once things open back up.
Did she ever have to sit you down and say, hey, I know this will sound silly, but just answer as fast as you can. Is the pandemic real?
No, she believes it's real. Yeah. So yeah.
No, I mean, she knows, but I don't know if, you know, does she know, you know, when she's picking up a newspaper and realizing it's a debate?
Yeah. I'm more paranoid than she is about stuff that I like. I'm still like scrubbing off groceries and everything. I don't know if you're supposed to be doing that anymore, but I still do it. So, yeah. So. I don't like our fucking on Thanksgiving, our microwave broke. And because we always get Boston Market Thanksgiving, because like I'm not going to fucking cook Thanksgiving dinner.
That's classy.
And yeah. Right. Yeah. And also we have two Thanksgivings. Like I get a bonus Thanksgiving because my wife's Canadian. So
well, sure. If you're getting Boston Market, Thanksgiving is every other day.
Right. So we get Boston Market Thanksgiving, which means you have to like heat up like 40 things at once. And my microwave exploded. Like it didn't like actually explode, but like it shit the bed on me. And like I refused to like invite a fucking technician to like breathe in my house. So we have not had a microwave since Thanksgiving now. So
do you remember when we met you like over a decade ago and you were still very bachelory and you had met someone and she was just normal level human and you were like, yeah, we're doing like fancy stuff, like we've TV trays that we set our food on now, like it's no longer in my lap. Yes. Like she really made it homey in here. It's so nice.
Kendra and I went to Jesse and the girlfriend at the time's house and we had the food on TV trays and we played board games and Jesse kept looking at me like, right? Like in TV.
He was so, it was like he was bar mitzvahed at an adult age. He was like, and now I am relationship Jesse, and that's a kind man. I come home when I say I do, and she gives me food on a TV tray. And when we fight, that's what couples do according to sitcoms. So that's normal too.
Yeah. No, I did think a lot about my, like this has turned me germophobic and I didn't used to be, you know, and I didn't used to be to the point where like, yeah, when I was like that guy that you knew, like I used to all the time, like what I would eat on the road mostly was like, I would scavenge shit from like the trays that people left outside their hotel room, you know, like I would like build a sandwich out of it. Like I'd go to the various floors and
you didn't know.
Yeah, I survived for like a good part of my 20s off like the leavings on the fucking floor of a hallway in a hotel that people would. Yeah. And then like and for the brief year that I worked at Planet Hollywood, like, you know, like if somebody fucking left a third of a burger, like I would eat that immediately. Like, so
would you chop off their bites and then eat
I would do that. Yeah. 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 Okay. So but you don't have a knife in a hotel. So I would just kind of rip it off, like the pieces that they did. So,
you'd be eating like a squirrel. You come up to it, you eat around it, and then you leave it really fast.
That's yeah. And one time I was like drunk. I've been sober for what, like 15 years now. But like one time, yeah, I was like a little fucking drunk raccoon, like outside their door. Like I was just like on the floor, and they opened the door. And I was like I was caught by them. I had to like scurry away.
When you were young and you were in bars, would you drink people's ends?
Oh yeah, dude, every time. Like that would always piss me off. Like when like you'd be with a group and they'd be like, "All right, let's go," and like four people would leave like a third of a drink. I'd be like, "Well, fucking, I'm an alcoholic." Like and I would finish all their drinks and then we go.
You know, I heard a lot of. And
fast forward, I'm like fucking in our like guest house, like furiously scrubbing off fucking tomatoes. Right. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of AA qualifications, meaning like the story. It's like 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 45 minutes where somebody tells you about their alcoholic journey, like what happened, what you went through, and what happens now. And a lot of people's stories start with, I started drinking the ends of drinks, or I would get my uncle a beer and take a sip on the way. It was a lot of like little raccoon hands on alcohol, and then you get the bug and it lights you up, and now you're going to get the alcohol.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I would always finish everybody's drink at the bar. Yeah.
Would it have to be your friends or strangers? Like nobody's looking, you're leaning against the wall. Nobody knows this isn't yours, Cosmo.
No, I wouldn't actually do it like if it was literally just like somebody else's table, but if they were strangers but who were with us, like if somebody's friend of a friend, you know, like if they were sitting at my table, yes. So
would you wait until no one was looking, or would you do it just straight?
No, I kinda think I thought it was cool. Like I was like a pirate or something. So like when we were all getting up to go, I'd be like, you guys are going to finish this? What the fuck's the matter with you? And I would like do it.
I'll tell you this about knowing you for this long. You're always positive. I did not know that could spin positive. That honestly, if we had a CATCA for what became positive that you wouldn't think would turn right like that. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Good for you.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
No. I'm a pirate. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. I thought it was neat, my alcoholism at the time.
Whatever keeps you going.
Yeah. I used to drink ends from strangers, and I thought, it's not obvious at the time, but I'm like, well, it's irresponsible. These are expensive drinks.
Yeah.
What are people doing? And the alcohol is killing off anything anyway, so what's the problem?
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't think that through, but yeah, you're right. It probably did help my immune system significantly to like eat.
Yeah, let's not. Okay. The math that's on the show today is just next level. Okay.
Right. You don't think that started the whole virus in the first place?
Yeah. I ate half a pangolin in a fucking Red Roof Inn somewhere. But another thing I would do, like, so I keep thinking of like my former fucking just germy lifestyle, like when I was. And
you were disgusting.
When I was drunk, I would, you know how like you wake up like super dehydrated when you're drunk. And then to top that off, if you're in a hotel room and the air conditioning's on, like that dries out the room too. So like, I would like wake up like a mummy every day, like, you know, like I was just completely dried out and there was not enough, like, you know, like those little fucking plastic cups of water that they provide would not be enough. So I would take the ice bucket. And I would fill that with water and put it by my bedside table. And so then when I'd wake up in the morning or the afternoon, I would just chug an ice bucket of water. And it wasn't even until like I was probably like, I was probably sober for like a decade when I like thought about that behavior. And I realized like no hotel ever cleans their ice bucket. Like, why would they do that? You know what I mean? Like, cause they don't assume it's not like a receptacle for drinking. So nobody would think to like, it's not like after a guest leaves, they like clean out the ice bucket. So like, who the fuck knows what horrible shit was in this ice bucket?
That's a very decent thought to have. You know what I'm picturing with that? Because, you know, I need a sippy cup. Otherwise it gets everywhere. I'm picturing Jesse waking up thinking that's just a regular cup and like Super Bowl Gatorading himself while he's trying to drink.
By the way, now that I have a 3-year-old or 1-year-old, if you want me to recommend you a good sippy cup, I can do that.
Thanks.
We've gone through like 24 brands of sippy cup that are bullshit. So they just get fucking milk on your couch, you know? So anyway.
And the missus bringing
It's a wild swing with me. Now I'm recommending.
And the missus bring the sippy cup to restaurants.
And my Cheerio bowl.
Sure.
Hey, speaking of the virus, we were in the chat room the other day, and Nikki, who does some amazing artwork.
Snicky.
Drew, she goes by Snicky on the forums, right? I know behind the scenes.
Oh, sorry.
And she drew Lil Rona, the coronavirus, if it was so cute and adorable. So when you hear me doing the Corona voice, I'm getting up in your lungs, bitch. How's it going, motherfucker? This is what I want you to picture, and I'll put it on the website. Look how adorable is that.
I love it so much. We see her on the chat a lot of Wednesdays, and she's drawing the whole time, and she shows us, and what are you working on today, Snicky? And we get to see the whole process. People have been sharing a lot of their art.
And you know what? I want her to write a link on the forums, but I know you can get that on, you can put that on a face mask. You can put it on stickers. So Nikki, Snicky, don't be shy. Put a link up there. But I love that my Corona voice has a face to it. That's fantastic. Jesse, what I see online where you're having a fight with your cousin.
Oh.
Speaking of politics.
Well, it hasn't turned into a fight yet because he hasn't responded. But I did. I did. So it turns out my second cousin, I think that's how this works. He's my dad's cousin. He's a Pennsylvania representative in the United States House of Representatives. His name's John Joyce. And he represents central Pennsylvania. And he is one of the 100 and whatever. It was 106 the other day. I don't know how many it is now. But
One second. Your kid's talking.
I think your kid needs a sippy cup.
Let them speak.
Oh, do you hear my kid?
No, I hear mine, Jesse. Jesse, I want people to know that everything you can hear, I can hear.
I actually can't hear them because I had my headphones on. But okay. One of them's banging on my fucking office door, but whatever. My wife's out there. She'll deal with it right now. So yeah. Okay. So I can't stop that from happening. So that's going to maybe happen. So.
Right. Way to put your foot down. So you have this cousin, John Joyce.
Yeah. So anyway, this fucking guy is a Pennsylvania representative from Pennsylvania. He's one of like the 100 and I think it's 30 that signed on to this bullshit, fucking embarrassed, like treasonous lawsuit that Texas filed to that Ted Cruz wants to argue at the Supreme Court to overthrow the election. And
turn the election, like, right?
Which, by the way, it like literally just failed. Like when we were doing the sound check, I'm so thrilled that Supreme Court won't take up Texas election suit. So fuck them. But he's one of these fucking treasonous bitches that signed on to this. And I'm related to him. And
is what I'm talking about. This is why your wife has to double check with you.
Yeah.
It's not just Americans, it's your family.
Oh, I don't like know him. Like, I mean, like my dad's family came from central Pennsylvania and then moved to my dad's dad. They moved to Pittsburgh. There's some of them that are still there. So anyway, so the point is this guy is my great uncle's son. Like, so my grandfather and his dad were brothers. Okay. And they both fought in World War II together. And anyway, so I've heard like stories my whole life about like what a fucking hero my great uncle Bernie is. And, you know, he was like wounded on the beaches of Normandy and shit. And so I've always been like incredibly proud of him. And then for his fucking treasonous son to like go and defend fascism is like this. I thought about it all last night. I even like asked my dad, like, just because, you know, he's my dad's cousin, technically, like my dad knows him. Right. Like I was like, hey, do you care if I call out this piece of shit like publicly online? And he gave me his blessing. And so anyway, so yeah, so I fucking tweeted at him what a fucking treasonous asshole he is. So.
What did you tweet?
You want to tweet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wrote, I've never been ashamed of a family member before, but I am deeply embarrassed by you and for you, Rep. John Joyce. So, you know, I'm extremely proud of your dad, my grandpa's brother. I've always been proud that my great uncle Bernie earned a Purple Heart fighting in Normandy. And my kids will grow up knowing about him, too. I'm less inspired to tell them about you and your act of lazy treason by signing on to disenfranchise millions of voters because you're afraid of a guy who cultivated a personality pretending to be wealthy in Pizza Hut commercials. So that's what I wrote.
He had to do it roast style towards the end.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what makes it easy, too, nowadays for it to be even more, you know, for social media to be even more dangerous and deadly, there's no holidays coming up. So you don't have to worry about running into them. That makes it fun, right?
Well, that's the thing. I may have met him at some point at somebody's funeral before, maybe even his dad's funeral, but like, he's probably in his 60s. So like, we're not the same generation. So like, I don't like know him. And like, I knew that he was like a Trump shithead when he got elected in 2018. And I knew that like, he doesn't do a fucking thing. Like, he barely makes news because he's like a representative from central Pennsylvania and he's a goddamn dermatologist. And like, so he's like a boring person. And, like, you know, so he's like dull Rand Paul is what he is in, but they're the house version. And so anyway, so, but he like briefly made news.
Dermatologist was like the nicest thing you said about him, which is funny that you stuck that in. He's like a dermatologist. I'm like,
oh, no, like that's his personality. Like, he always brings up that he's a dermatologist. Like,
I see.
Like, it's part of his personality. Like, why, like, so like, you know, I've noticed he tweets shit about COVID. Like, everyone, I know what I'm talking about because I'm a fucking, you know, licensed dermatologist. But anyway, so he went to the border wall and like fucking backed up Donald Trump at his fucking dumb when he was like pretending to build a border wall. So like, so that's when I first was like, oh, this fucking guy. And but I like kind of kept quiet about it until like I was like, I'm not gonna cut, like, whatever, like, you know, I disagree with him completely, but like, what good is it gonna do for me to call him out? But then like, this is like the most fucking treasonous thing in fucking modern American history, to like have 60% of the Republican Party sign on to this absolutely nonsensical lawsuit. And he represents the people of Pennsylvania, which is the one of the states that they're trying to just throw out all the votes. And most of those votes,
Canada.
No, like, that's what's great about, that's what's beautiful about America, is that I have the fucking authority. Like, I can call a United States fucking representative a traitor.
Oh, sorry, your wife just texted me. Is he going on and on about how America is great again?
No, I'm not.
That is, you know what, we do, right, in America, it might look like it's falling apart world, but let me tell you the world something.
No,
tweet the president if I want.
I've spent the last, 4 years, being able to publicly shame him on national television, which I think, not for nothing, but, you can't, there's a lot of, you know, that's kind of neat. This is going to sound dumb, but, one of the things that makes me very proud of being an American is the correspondence dinner, that tradition. That you can roast the president to his fucking face and you don't end up, you know, in some secret prison being eaten by German shepherds. You know what I mean? That happens.
I love that. It totally goes with the ego of a comic that stand up is the most important thing on earth.
So it's that's not what I'm saying, but the fact that you can
know, Jesse, that was my little joke at my little.
And Donald Trump is such a fragile bitch that he canceled them so people couldn't make fun of him. So,
but how
anyway.
Upset was that? You were like, this is one of the three things we get. Being
yeah,
in America.
Yeah. No, I mean,
president
yeah,
shows
I mean,
up to a dinner.
I worked on his roast and he was incapable of being made fun of then. So I'm well aware that I've hated him since he worked for Pizza Hut. Before he was ever president.
You were one of the OG haters.
Yeah, yeah. I used to make fun of him on Red Eye on Fox News, back when he was just a fucking fake billionaire. So anyway.
Yeah, so nobody calls Jesse a Johnny come lately.
Yeah. So and that's why, I don't have any respect for those people that even 2 months ago, there'd be some fucking dumb article in the Des Moines Register about what he just said was the last straw for me. And it's really, that was it. That's when you finally stopped supporting Donald Trump. What the fuck? He sucked forever.
You're so late to the party, why are you bragging? It's it's a Grey Goose party, and you came 6 hours late with Fleischmann's going, I'm here. I hate him too.
Yeah.
Why are you embarrassed? Just shut up, and nobody will know where you were.
Yeah. Put it amongst the vodka as soon as you get in, and say I left it on the counter, and then party with the rest of us.
Yeah. Then enjoy the night. That's all.
Yeah. Mix it in with something, and you're good.
And let me tell you what I tried to do.
Pour yourself
when I get
a nice bucket of toilet water for the morning so that you're not all fucked up. So.
That's right.
Anyway.
Here's what I do so that I don't get too crazy on social media when I see, you know, nutsness going on. Mm-hmm. I have my phone, yeah, But I opened this app called Best Fiends.
Best Fiends.
It is one of the greatest games I've ever played. It's free to download. You will love it. I can promise you that. It's a casual mobile puzzle game. And, you know, Keith, you like puzzles? I don't think so, but it tricked me. And you get these slugs, and you're one of the characters, and you go, and you get rid of them, and then you're at the next level, and you go to that, and you see all new worlds and great music, and you see everything going on, and it calms me down, and it's fun, and it has over 100 million downloads. I mean, let me tell you something else right now. References to how the casual gameplay fits into your life. Yes, it does that. Yeah, absolutely. I love it. It's Best Fiends. You're going to like it too. It's boredom's worst nightmare. All right? Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. I'm smiling right now. I love it so much. You can probably hear it. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. All right? You're in for a treat because I do. I'm sitting there like, oh, Jesse, this guy's getting you riled up, this and that. I got my own fucking problems. Let me tell you what's going on over here, okay? I moved the studio. Half the stuff went to Henda's place. Half the stuff went to mine. That's what a lot of that Kickstarter went to have two new studios now. And I have to make space. So I'm getting rid of some nice things. A nice big wooden entertainment center that's taking up too much space. A nice desk, but it opens up and you can make, it's like a bar inside. So I'm giving this stuff away and I say, I'm going to whisper just in case he has super hearing. I have a neighbor upstairs and I go, you know, and I know of this guy and I go, hey, I'm throwing this stuff out. It's pretty nice if you want it. He loves it. He's gobbling it all up. I'm doing his own. I found another desk. I found some, I'm giving him all this stuff. So then I go, oh, you know what? I have this old screen for a computer. I don't know if you can use it. You can have that too. And he says, no, thank you. But I have a portable air conditioner if you'd like it for $100. Thank you. Thank you. This piece of dog shit. How offensive. Now, I don't want to count anybody's money, but then you just don't include me and sell it on the street. By the way, no one sells air conditioners. We don't know that by now.
Yeah.
You're nobody's buying a $100 air conditioner. They'll buy a new one in the store when summer comes.
Yeah, a $100 air conditioner, a used $100 air conditioner is how you get Legionnaire's disease. Don't be fucking buying a strange air conditioner from a guy. But yeah, that's pretty fucked up. So I'm sorry.
How are you ashamed? I gave you easily over $1,000 in shit.
Did he say that to your face or was that like an email?
It was a text, but I mean, the same text where I said, hey, here's a picture of this if you want it.
Yeah, but I think, okay, funny. I just think like it would be harder to say that to your face.
God, I wish he did. I wish he saw my face. It would look like this. Huh?
That's pretty wild.
You say it again. What the fuck? I mean, you know, I mean, I remember I had a friend of mine. This is some time ago. I knew him well. I had a mixer. We were about to do a show and my mixer blew up. And I was just telling them and they said, I have a, do you need a mixer? That's how they said it. Do you need a mixer? And I'm like, oh, this is great. You must have an extra mixer. Yeah, I can use it. And he goes, okay. So I was thinking I could probably get $300 for it. So $275 for you. And I'm like, what? How do people say things? I'll pay double a Radio Shack. What the fuck did you just say?
The thing is I think it's okay to sell to your friends, but not like you're fishing. You go, I happen to be selling something for $275. I don't know if that's better. You know what I mean? It's not, hey, do
it's
you
almost
need,
like, hey, don't even acknowledge. Hey, you need just a like, mixer? Hey, I'm kind of ashamed to ask for money, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, be ashamed.
Yeah, or it's like acknowledge it, you know? Like, right, yeah, acknowledge that it's weird.
You're trying to set me up. Like, you're like, do you need one? Yeah. Okay, you have to pay for it then. Now you're a weirdo. You say, no, I don't want to pay for one.
But that's right? What's crazy about America. You need one. So.
What?
Yeah. He's saying it's capitalism. Yeah. I mean, what? But for $100, you could have my piece of shit thing I don't use anymore. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's not cool. I'm sorry.
By the way, Keith, great job with that whisper.
A different guy I know.
Yeah.
Not him. This was in Brooklyn.
He's got a loud air conditioner, so he can hear. Yeah. By the way, I want to, for those of you who are watching, I want to tell the viewer that I don't know why I feel like I need to disclaim this, but like my situation here and what this is not purple. Like, there's something wrong with my camera and it's appearing purple. And I don't know why I feel like I need to disclaim that, but like, I just feel like, cause it looks like I'm fucking talking to you guys in like a 19th century French bordello, and I'm not. I like just want to make it clear that there's something fucked up with how my camera is reading. This is a black shirt.
So anybody confused, Jesse's wearing a black shirt. What color are your drapes?
They're maroon. Yeah. So
everything's fuchsia.
Yeah. It's not right. It's the thing, right? Like it looks weird, at least looking at myself on this camera.
Yeah. So. And you want to be clear that you don't own purple clothing.
Yeah. I don't own any purple clothing. I don't own no purple clothing.
So. You wouldn't. I mean, could you think of a scenario where you would? Probably not, right? And the audience should know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
My son has almost exclusively purple clothing, which would be very confusing. So I'm kind of curious. I want to bring him in here and set him in front of the camera to see what the fuck is that. What purple would actually look like if everything's coming off purple, right? Would it be black? What would it be?
Oh, my God. Did you start smoking pot? What's happening?
No, I don't know why. I just felt like I needed to explain that, but I probably didn't need to. Right.
Well, we're here now. So if I see you and your kid outside,
yeah,
and your kid has purple, and I go, "Oh, you like that color purple?" Will you chime in and say, "Like, but I don't"?
No,
so that I don't walk away thinking that.
No,
everybody loves the Joyce's love purple.
No, because there wouldn't be a reason why you would think that, except for the fact that, like,
I wouldn't think you hated purple if you bought him purple.
If you watched this telecast, whatever the fuck, this webcast, a telecast.
God, you're so old.
I know. Right. It's like a Dick Clark special. Like, so if you watched this web thing, then I wouldn't blame you for walking away thinking like, well, that's weird. Jesse seems to really like purple.
Should we start maybe like just with words explaining Jesse's shirt isn't purple? He has to update his web driver, and then people can watch it being like, oh, okay. Like sometimes I listen to
So does that, the mug looks black, right? The mug is black, right? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the fuck's happening here.
I mean, and I choose to believe you, but it is funny all the other colors make sense. So
I don't know what's going on either. I don't understand it myself. This is also black. What the fuck?
That is
black.
Son of a gun. And this is something. So
these are the same color. They are the same color. Anyway, I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's cloth.
This is the weirdest line. Okay.
Is this going to be on Kimmel tomorrow?
No, of course not. It doesn't make sense to anyone. It doesn't even make sense to you two.
Look at this. A Keith and the Girl exclusive. Thank you, Jesse.
Sure.
Don't wear purple. Jesse, really? I don't wear purple jewelry.
It's just bothering me. Like I just, my eye keeps getting drawn to this corner of the screen because it's so fucking purple.
Right.
Anyway, yeah.
I wonder what I'm going to call this segment.
We're going to call this show Jesse Joyce Loves Purple.
Right.
Let's read another
story because I don't want to leave on a purple shirt. Okay. Yeah. I was reading today that Shia LaBeouf's ex-girlfriend, singer FKA Twigs, is suing him, accusing him of sexual battery, assault, and emotional distress. God damn it. Shia LaBeouf ended up sending an email to New York Times in response saying, "I'm not in any position to tell anyone how my behavior made them feel. I have no excuses for my alcoholism or aggression, only rationalizations. I've been abusive to myself and everyone around me for years. I have a history of hurting the people closest to me. I'm ashamed of that history, and I'm sorry to those I hurt. There is nothing else I can really say."
Oh, a bullshit apology. Damn it.
That means he fucking did it. Me and Jesse drank empties. You know, we drank the finishes, but I don't think you're going to find sexual assault in our, I had a lot. I was going through a lot.
That was a very special wording. It was like, man, when I hurt myself, it just affects a lot of people. So I'm hurt too. So it's interesting that I treat everybody else the way I do, and that's like shit. So you kind of have to notice that it's not as bad as you think, since I'm the one participating in the hurt for myself also. Anyway, if I hurt you, if I did, then know that I was hurting myself, and I don't like it. That's the thing. I don't like it. I don't like me about it, and I don't like when I do it. Now, have I stopped drinking? Keith, have I stopped drinking?
Shia LaBeouf, I believe he did, because of that movie that I loved, Honey Boy, shows that he quit drinking. It's obviously based on him.
Okay, because I do enjoy the people who are like, man, means, I am.
By the way, that doesn't necessarily mean that he has stayed to quit drinking, by the way. Sure. So,
yeah, but I mean, but there's not going to be a Honey Boy 2. I'd be like, I get the gist, you know.
Why, but the title is so good. Repeat it.
Right. That was a good version of that apology. Like, you really like kept it parallel the whole time. That was excellent. That was,
thank you. Should, I try not to add too much emotion.
Yeah. You didn't fucking do a thing. I'm talking to Hemda. I'm saying that Hemda, you could potentially do that for a living, is write apologies for shitty.
Thank for you. Shitty, actually, that sounds like a book. That sounds like a lucrative job right now. There's an apology every day. And Keith, yeah, don't worry about it. Credit for me is credit for you, as thank it is you. Credit for the show.
Then thank you for that, Jesse. I appreciate it. Well, here's what you do. If you haven't, I've recommended this movie, Honey Boy. And if you haven't seen it yet, see it now before the facts really come out about how bad Shia was, right? Like right now, you're like, hey, I have to wait until there's a judge and a jury. Okay, so quickly see the movie now while you can stomach him, because you don't know all the facts. And then later you'll be like, oh, that's too bad, he's a piece of shit. I definitely won't watch Honey Boy again. It's such a good movie.
You know? And it's a twofer, apparently, because you don't want a number two, a Honey yeah. Boy 2, and now you're definitely not going to get one.
I remember years ago people said, did you hear about Woody Allen? I'd go, tell me tomorrow. And then I went on a marathon the night before. And man, some good stuff, until I couldn't see it anymore. I think I like hillbilly movies. Speaking of Honey Boy, like I saw that Hillbilly Elegy on Netflix from Ron Howard. I thought that was great. The Devil All the Time is on Netflix. I thought that was great. I think I like hillbilly movies.
Actually, I think so too, now that you mention it, because I remember a movie, The Great Whites of West Virginia.
Oh yeah, The Wonderful Whites. Absolutely.
The Wonderful Whites.
That's like a documentary, though, isn't it? Isn't that one a documentary?
Yeah, but the hillbilly yeah. stuff I love. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I just was trying to pinpoint your, okay.
Please, Jesse, I have 5 references for movie and I just conjured
I'm
up
not,
one of them.
Sorry, that's I wasn't, no, magical. It's impressive. Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
You inadvertently just played silent trailers with us.
Right. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm bad at that, man. That's a disappointment to me. I don't think, it seems like something I should be good at, and I'm terrible. But by the way, what's it called again? What's that movie called?
There was Hillbilly Elegy. There was
The Great Whites of West Virginia.
Yeah, you know what? I tried to watch it in this office. I tried to watch it in this office. It's The Wonderful Purples of West Virginia. I don't know how the fuck that
See,
happened.
It was sorry. So worth it. I'm sorry. So glad you told us about the black shirt.
Sorry,
because we
sorry.
Wouldn't have had this just now. This is, sorry. I mean, this is a new I'm level of you. Podcasting. We just
okay,
brought...
Shut up.
Color to okay. your life. You thought you no, were watching us not. On black and white TV. Boom, color here, color there. Is it the same as the mug? No, it's not, but they're both black. And then to fucking have a callback and not even to say if that I, was a callback, or maybe I cut that off. I don't know, because we need to say that. We need
title,
to acknowledge the callback. Keith,
the
credit
title.
For Jesse Joyce on your show is credit for you. This is the greatest podcast of all time. I don't even know how we reached this point. 16 years, everybody. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And thank your son, too, who truly likes purple and allowed you the comfortability to be here on camera and somehow not focus on it for maybe 30 minutes and just have 5 minutes about it. That's nice.
I swear to God, if people think that I like purple after this.
Oh my
I,
God.
Now realize, Amanda, you're being sarcastic.
I mean, so, I was being sarcastic first, this whole time, so I'm glad we're caught up.
At first, I really thought you were celebrating my joke.
We all are.
Have you watched Justified? That is my favorite hillbilly show.
I don't.
It's only maybe 5-6 years old. But
I don't have time for TV shows. I don't have time for TV shows, and especially if it's about hillbillies, you're gonna explain the trailer in one episode, then the outhouse in another episode. I'm like, I don't like a deep dive.
It's a cop show, but it's set in like the fucking among the hill people of Kentucky. So it's all like him busting like meth trailers and moonshiners and shit. So it's kind of neat. So
are you on the cop side?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 But he's but he's from there. He is a hillbilly who then when it moved out, he got out of town and joined the U.S. Marshal Service and then comes back to his hometown.
Keith only likes the shows when we're on the bad guy side, because otherwise they're not going to show people murdering. Because when you're on the good guy side, good guys do good things. When you're the bad guy side, you're rooting for more blood.
It's a very cool bad guy, and it is like a cat and mouse the whole 5 seasons. And it's Walton Goggins. Do you know him, that actor? He was in the Shield.
Cat and mouse thing is a spoiler, so what are we going to watch for?
What? What does that mean? How's that a spoiler? It's a fucking
These
genre.
Are all jokes, Jesse!
Here we go. We did it, folks. Check the time.
Telegraph them the way I do. Why don't you telegraph your fucking comedy? How the fuck am I supposed to know? You want me to do a dance like you just did?
Let me give you a heads up. Most of the shit that's going to come out of my face is a joke.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's funny.
I apologize.
All right.
So take a look at Keith and the Girl. Everything's right there, of course. If you're new to the show, you won't be confused. Thank you very much for being a part of this, Jesse. It's always good to see you.
I've enjoyed looking at your faces. I like it. It's nice.
Why is there purple here?
No, but I just like. What are you in? Is that is a closet of some kind, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's on your left? Like the what is all that shit?
Oh, it's under the I'm clearing under the bed so that we can put some of the stuff from the studio.
You're in a closet under your bed?
There's a loft here.
Oh, I see.
Hey, you guys ever see this old house but you turn the screen off? Okay. So anyways, that's what's happening.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll see all of this.
Guys, for those that are just listening now, there's stuff behind
you. You should get a guitar in the background so people know you're cool. So you should get one of those. That'd be neat. You're trying to wrap this up, aren't you, Keith? I apologize.
I'm doing my best. I'm really doing my best here.
All right. That's fine. Go ahead. Do whatever it is you do. Go ahead. Be close enough.
So that's Jesse.
Okay.
And what are you guys eating tonight? What do you got to scrub?
Well, it's Friday. And because I'm now a fucking like deeply ensconced in middle age and I have a job, it's Friday. So we like order takeout. It's very exciting because now it's the weekend. And like I used to be in my 20s into my back way, like if I had a Friday off, it meant I was like an abject failure, you know, because like I wasn't doing stand up somewhere and I would sit there and like stew about, you know, who was working at Funny Bones when I wasn't. Friday I didn't. And now
it means you're a good husband and father.
Yeah. Now I'm like fucking it's the weekend, everybody. We can order fucking PF Chang's or whatever. Like it's very
best
exciting.
Life over there.
Yeah.
You still got good taste. You don't drink and eat from people's motel rooms, but you still got good taste.
Yeah. I like chain restaurants. What are you going to do? I just do. I like them. They're comforting.
Right. That's the third thing that's great about America.
Yeah. It's not bad. Yeah. You know what you're getting, you know? Like I know I can go to an Applebee's anywhere in America. I know what it's like, you know? My brother lives in Germany. You know how my brother lives in Germany? Like he married a German woman. He lives over there. Anyway, I think it's funny. He can't get peanut butter anywhere. It's impossible. They have one kind of peanut because like it's not a thing over there. And so they have one kind and it's just for like American expats and they like made it as American as possible so that Americans would like feel comfortable with their peanut butter. And it's called McKennedy's American style peanut butter.
Wow.
I think that's so funny. Like it's so clearly like a foreigner trying to like nail what McKennedy's American style peanut butter. Really cracks me up. Anyway, sorry. That's all. I thought that was funny.
I like what I like from professional comedians is when they wind down the humor. And they sorry about that. It made me laugh at least. Okay.
I wanted to shut it down because I didn't have any more to say about it. So I was just like, so there's that. There's that funny to make reference.
Sure, and it just be clear that no one can add on it. The F and N. Okay. I may have written something down here when you were talking. Okay.
Oh, go ahead. I'd love to hear your McKennedy's.
No, it'd be real hilarious now. Peter Pan in a jiffy would be it'd crack up the whole world right now. So anyways, Jesse, I missed you, and it's good to see you, and I can't wait till this is done, and I'm glad that washing the vegetables with baking soda is a little too much, but, you know, I'd rather have it your way than these COVID deniers, I'll tell you that.
You guys aren't doing it at all, huh? You're not scrubbing a single thing that you get, really?
I just stay away from people. Nah, that's enough for me.
Yeah, but like when you get a package delivered, you don't like light that down? Really?
Huh. Wash my hands.
Like after you've touched the package?
Yeah,
we'll wash our hands.
Sure.
But I think the rules are now that they were wrong about the surfaces.
Yeah, but like I've read that like that's not really a thing anymore. But they always have a caveat that's like it's not like there's a zero chance, you know. So, you know, why would I even run the risk if there isn't a zero chance, you know? So. Anyway,
I've been getting a lot of stuff from Amazon though. I really feel it'd be a full time job.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, I try to avoid buying shit on Amazon if I can, so because I don't want to give the richest man on the planet and the history of the world my money. But
hold on, tell me about Amazon tomorrow. Tonight I'll buy everything.
You don't want to use Amazon because he's rich.
Well, Amazon. No,
fucking whoever, John Target, whoever the fuck owns Target, he's rich too. But like, it's an insane imbalance. Fucking Jeff Bezos is the richest person in the history of the world. Like, that's problematic, you know? Like he's richer than Alexander the Great was at the time.
Why? You know? What's he doing with his money that's bad?
He's not doing a lot of philanthropy, that's for sure. He's not doing a lot of good things. And he is.
For sure? You're for sure on that?
Yes, I am for sure on that because it took him years to like even he made some like to get people off his back. He made some announcement that he was gonna he took like a Twitter poll like what should I do charity wise? Like, which is just like a thing like somebody who doesn't think about charity would just like, hey, what do you guys think? Should I guess like people are on my ass about giving money to something. What should I do? And then like he sat on that for like 2 years and then finally made some announcement where he was like gonna develop some bullshit, but like it's the equivalent of the amount of money that he has versus what he is giving.
These are like book reports.
So anyway.
How many likes and whatevers were in your book reports?
What do you mean? What about my book reports? What?
If you're doing a presentation to the class.
Do you know, and just this, I'm sorry. Do you know if he's given more or less than Oprah of his finances? Not percent, more or less.
Like actual money.
Yeah.
I bet. I don't know this for sure, but I would. Okay. I don't know how generous Oprah is, but I do know that he's given like far less than like Warren Buffett or, Bill Gates, like comparably close guys who are
given as much as Bill Gates. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry,
but like, Bill Gates still has like fucking what's happening? What?
Oh no, Keith. Anyway. Keith left.
Keith gone? What? I see him.
Okay, we got to the bottom of that. All right, Jesse Joyce is here, and we love him. And you follow him online. What's going on? So we learned a lot. Something's going on with Amazon. So Jesse. Joyce, you want to follow online? How do people see the excitement between you and your cousin? What's the best way to follow that?
He's like a 60-year-old man. I don't think he's gonna, there's not like excitement. I just felt like it needed to be said that some family member of one of these fucks needed to acknowledge that that's unacceptable.
Oh, but so at Jesse Joyce on Twitter.
Yeah, at Jesse Joyce. But you guys, I know, I understand. You're trying to fucking go. I get it. But I'm saying, like, I don't want you to build up some kind of drama. Like, I don't necessarily expect him to, like, fucking snap back at me. And then it's like a Twitter feud
between me and this 60-year-old dermatologist. It's all a trick.
Oh, you're
really
just trying to get
I don't rank the people online because I pull out a kid's game, Jesse?
You're trying to get people. to follow me on Twitter. I see what you're doing. I see what your game is. So it's
see,
Jesse
now,
Joyce.
Keith, how does it feel?
At sign Jesse Joyce.
Hey, how about for $125? The guy drops the fucking air conditioner on my head. Okay.
Yeah. and Instagram is at Jesse Joyce 1 because some fucking guy has been sitting on Jesse Joyce forever. So
start a fight with him.
Yeah. I don't think I'm
go there for that excitement, right?
It won't be that exciting. So thank you.
What are your kids' names, by the way?
Why do you want to know my kids' names?
Okay.
I'm not trying to be a fucking weirdo. I just like, I don't really put a lot of pictures of them online and shit. You know, like I'm not trying to be a fucking psycho.
That's fine. But, all right. So go to jessejoyce.com and you can find out his kid's name. All right. It's on the front page. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
I love to talk to you guys. Thank you. Keithandthegirl.com.